City Council will come back from recess. Today is Wednesday, July 8th. This is the afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, can you please read the title for time certain resolution, council calendar, item number 983.
Establish the Clean Energy Works Program, Works Portland Program to reduce carbon emissions, cut household energy use, and create local jobs.
Well, I'm incredibly excited to be part of presenting this to the City Council today for their consideration. The Clean Energy Works Portland is a new program that will put contractors to work insulating and retrofitting homes, cut energy use in Portland homes, and help keep Portland housing affordable, all while reducing carbon emissions. The Clean Energy Works is the result of a unique collaboration effort between the city and the county, local utilities, ShoreBank, and the Energy Trust of Oregon. This effort is drawing national interest because we are making a strategic investment with our federal stimulus dollars, partnering with the local utilities and others to develop an inclusive workforce strategy at the same time. Clean Energy Works is core goal is to move forward the city and county climate action plan that we're currently doing town halls on, and PDC's economic development strategy, which the council will be considering tomorrow. The initial pilot will lay out the groundwork for us to create quality green jobs that pay well and open doors to prosperity for all workers, especially women of color, especially women, people of color, and emerging businesses. We're truly creating a new industry here in the Portland region, and we're working with our community organization, our labor organizations, and employers to ensure a broad array of community benefits from training to workforce diversity. Our pace and position is because of the hard work of our broad set of partners, and I want to thank each of them for their commitment to the success of this pilot and look forward to hearing from them this afternoon. Chief amongst them is some of our own great staff that are recognized nationally and internationally for their work in planning and sustainability at a local level. So I'd like to introduce Susan Anderson and Derek Smith to present details of the Clean Energy Works Program Portland pilot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Thanks. Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and with me is Derek Smith, who is the program manager for the effort. I won't go into lots of the program details. We have lots of partners here who I'm sure you'd rather hear from than from, you get to hear from me a lot. But I did want to let you tell you that we're kicking off the program this week with doing some audits beginning this week. We have 500 homes in the pilot. We've been thinking about this idea for probably a decade of how to get enough funding together to begin to have a program to allow upfront financing for insulation, for new furnaces, for the kinds of things that Portlanders need in their home but never seem to have the money right up front to do this, and to have a mechanism to pay back the loans on their utility bills. So we will be the first city in the country to be able to have this kind of program to take out a loan, pay it back over time, a long extended period of time on your utility bill, and when you sell the home, be able to transfer that loan to the next owner if both owners agree. So we're very excited about it. Initially, this is for single-family homes. We hope to expand that to not just to owned home, but to rentals, to commercial, and for expanded to solar in the near future. We're here to, if you have any specific questions about the program, we're happy to answer those. But otherwise, I'd rather just turn it over. This has been a really collaborative project. Derek actually probably made his first phone calls to the utilities in February, and so this thing has moved fast. We were lucky to be able to pull him in to work for the city for a little while to headline this project and to keep it moving, but we have a lot of partners here, and I think you'll enjoy hearing from them about their part in the project.
Well, one thing I want to also maybe have you talk a little bit about at the outset, or I'll mention it, and that is that in addition to the pilot, at the same time, we're working on a community benefits agreement.
Correct.
That's modeled on the successful community benefit agreement on South Waterfront. You want to talk a little bit about that as well?
Yes, and John Gardner from Work Systems, Inc. and COS will touch on that in a little bit more detail. But so Derek Smith, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. So we've been convening dialogues in the community with labor organizations and community groups and employers to understand what their suggested principles for the types of jobs that get created through this project and in the years to come as we continue to bring more capital in and expand this effort. And so we've heard from a cross-section of those folks, and we intend to, with this resolution, kick off a process throughout the summer as our first homes are being done, having more dialogues with everyone at the table to get to a community benefit agreement that the mayor just mentioned, wherein we consider workforce diversity, MWESB support, and ensure that the types of jobs that are created have a broad array of benefits to a broad set of stakeholders in the community.
Okay.
Okay, great. So we have a list. I believe you gave her the list.
Yes, I think Sam
has it. Okay, so you can just call people up.
So we'll start with our special guest, Representative Jules Bailey, and County Commissioner Jeff Kogan. If you'd come forward. Welcome to the City Council Chambers. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Congratulations on a successful session. Worked hard, I know. Who would like to begin?
Jules.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Representative Bailey.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, for the record, my name is Jules Bailey, and I have the honor of representing House District 42 in the Oregon Legislature, parts of Inner East Side Portland. This is really an exciting day and the culmination of an enormous amount of work by the city and partners at all levels, and the congratulations really go to all of you. It's also an appropriate day to be doing this because we are coming off of a legislative session that, due to the individual efforts of each one of you down in the Capitol and of your staff in the city of Portland, I think was a remarkably successful legislative session for the city and for your interests on a number of different levels. So you're to be congratulated on that, and it's an honor to be before you today coming off of that session. This Clean Energy Fund is really an example of the kind of leadership that the city of Portland is providing that goes far beyond just the city's leadership, the county's leadership, and it is a model for the state and really a model for the rest of the nation. And make no mistake, the eyes of the nation are focused on Portland right now and on this pilot project. It really is the sharp end of the spear. And your collaboration with the county, with Commissioner Kogan, and the joint efforts that you've put forward are really going to help the state roll forward with a statewide strategy to do pilots across the state through a statewide framework and allow property owners, small business owners, public institutions to be able to weatherize and retrofit their buildings for energy efficiency and renewable energy that's going to reduce costs, lower energy bills, put people back to work this summer with good jobs that can't be outsourced, and confront climate change, one of our most pressing challenges and one of our greatest opportunities. So this really is an exciting project. A couple of the things that I wanted to outline for you in partnership with the state is a bill that we just passed in the legislature, House Bill 2626, the Energy Efficiency and Sustainable Technology Act, which I hope will bring a significant amount of state-level investment to the efforts that you're putting together here in the city and in the county. And that bill was developed in conjunction and partnership with many of the technical experts that are employed at the city and will provide a statewide framework for creating pilots across the state. And Portland's work in working with the utilities, getting the on-bill financing mechanism set up, in working to identify targeted populations and to roll out this program will be extremely useful in ensuring that we get a fast start to this program. This bill was co-sponsored by Representative Tobias Reed, Representative Chris Edwards from Eugene, and Representative Tim Freeman from Roseburg. It was a bipartisan piece of legislation, and if successful, and when it is successful, we intend to roll out the pilot projects in both urban and rural areas across the state. So we hope that it will be a statewide win and that Portland and Multnomah County will be the first of these wins. So this really is I think it is not an overstatement to say a monumental day for Oregon to be able to roll out the Clean Energy Fund to take us in that big step forward in the 21st century in a clean energy economy. And I thank you for all of your hard work on it, and congratulations on all your success. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, I just want to highlight our thanks for the work that you do down in Salem as a partner. Our ability to scale this up, to reach across the region and the state, you know, is greatly assisted by your efforts, and I know there'll be more to come. So thank you for your leadership. Our key partner on this is Multnomah County, and the leader of that is Commissioner Jeff Kogan, which we appreciate very much. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mayor Adams, members of council. I think you're going to hear a lot of people say this is a really exciting day, and it's because it is. I mean, there are certain things that come before this body that get a lot more media scrutiny, I'm sure, than what we're going to be talking about here today, but arguably nothing is as important. As you know, the city and the county have a draft climate action plan that's currently out for comment. And in that plan, we call for this community making dramatic decreases in our greenhouse gas emissions. And we posit that we can do that while maintaining a strong economy and our strong quality of life. And what we have before us today, the Clean Energy Works Program, which is our first tangible partnership out of that, I really think is going to prove up that concept. In addition to proving up the work that Representative Bailey has done statewide, I think this particular program will spread, but not only will this spread, I think it's going to show that, in fact, we can, as a local community, make a significant difference in the climate challenges that we have and do it while making this a phenomenal place to live. Now, we know from the Climate Action Plan that a significant amount of greenhouse gas emissions, about over 40%, come from buildings. And although this community has been a national leader in putting in place green building standards, so that it's no longer even news when we get a platinum LEED building built in Portland. But the simple truth is, 20 years from now, most of the buildings that are going to be in Portland are here right now today. And if we really want to get to the level of emission reductions that we need to get to, we can't ignore our existing building stock. And we know that in this community, there's a tremendous low-hanging fruit in greenhouse gas opportunities for buildings, because there are tremendous numbers of buildings, estimated 100,000 homes in the Portland area, that are completely uninsulated. The good news is the energy savings from insulating these homes actually produce enough monetary revenue to pay off the cost of insulating. In other words, it pencils out to do this insulation. But for some reason, weatherization just hasn't happened on a really broad scale. And what this program is all about is trying to get to those challenges. And we've really identified a few different ones. The biggest one is people don't really even know about the opportunity being there. If they do know about the opportunity, it's rather complex web to try and weave to figure out how to get this work done. And then if they figure that piece out, they've got to deal with financing the work. Those are significant obstacles. And the Clean Energy Works Project is all about making those less of a burden. And you'll hear more from other folks about the details of how we do it. But this is a really significant achievement. If we pull this off, it really is the case that the nation is watching. I had the opportunity a couple months back to be lobbying a member of the Obama administration Department of Energy on a renewable energy project. And he said to me, so what else is going on in Portland that's neat? And I started talking about this. And he said, oh, we know all about that. We're watching that. And if you guys can pull that off, we're going to spread it all over the country. And that's really what this is about. It's a big deal. Thank you so much for your leadership, and I'm really proud to be a partner.
Thank you for being such a great partner in this. Thank you both. Appreciate it. All right. Good ideas wouldn't happen unless we have good public partners, but we also need private partners with our utilities. So I'd like to invite up Margaret Kirkpatrick from Northwest Natural, Pat Egan from Pacific Power, and Joe Barra from PGE. Is it Barra or Barra? Welcome. Is it Barra? Joe Barra.
Bill Nicholson, actually.
Bill Nicholson.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, I wish I had a better memory. Joe Nicholson. All right. Joe Nicholson. Bill Nicholson. Sorry. Margaret, I know you. So welcome to the City Council.
Thank you very much.
Glad you're here. We'd like to hear from you.
Great. Well, as the mayor just mentioned, my name is Margaret Kirkpatrick, and I'm here today on behalf of Northwest Natural. I am channeling for Greg Cantor, who couldn't be here, but he did have an opportunity, I think, to meet with the mayor yesterday and to convey his views and to express our appreciation for being able to participate in this program. I'd like to thank, first of all, the mayor's office, the city council, and Susan's Office of Planning and Sustainability for the hard work they did in pulling this program together in very, very short order. My friends here on either side know that it isn't always a cakewalk to get even the three utilities to stand together arm in arm and point it in the same direction, right?
Of course.
We did pretty well. But then you add in a city, a county, and the bank. And I think to achieve what you folks have done in the short amount of time that you've had is really quite remarkable. And so we're holding hands and shoulder to shoulder and ready to go. Also, there has been a very good spirit of collaboration from the beginning of this process, and that makes it all the more interesting. Climate change, as you all know, is one tough issue. My first boss when I was in law school was Larry Kressel, who was county counsel at the time. And when I walked in from my job interview, he had an in-box, an out-box, and a too-hard box. And the too-hard box was absolutely overflowing. It immediately put me at ease. But I look at this issue, and I am just always tempted to put it in the too-hard box because it's so tough to grapple with. And as we have watched the Waxman-Markey bill work its way through Congress, we know from the national debate and even the state debate we just had in our legislature that there are a tremendous number of points of disagreement on major, major issues. But one point where there is almost near consensus is that energy efficiency for the energy sector is the logical first step. It's very clear that that's the first thing we need to do, but how we do it is not nearly as simple, particularly when you're talking about what to do with buildings that already exist and in some cases have existed for many, many decades. So this program is particularly intriguing and exciting because it tackles that issue. We also like it because it's good for our customers. As Commissioner Kogan mentioned, one big barrier for people weatherizing their homes is the out-of-pocket cost just right up front. And so this program means people will be able to get over that hurdle. More people can weatherize. They'll be able to reduce their carbon footprints. They'll be able to reduce their energy bills over the long run. That's kind of a triple win for them and also a very good thing for us. As I say, not easy to get a group like this to the starting line as quickly as you have done it. As exciting as this is, we really look forward to coming together in a year and looking back and seeing many neighborhoods weatherized and more to come. So, again, just thank you for having us and allowing us to participate in this exciting program.
Thanks for being such a great partner. Pat.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. For the record, Pat Egan, Vice President of Customer and Community Affairs for Pacific Power. And I just want to thank you personally, Derek, and your staff for putting this program together. As you'll hear this theme many times over, the partnerships is really what matters here and how this came together and the leadership, I think, that was necessary to pull it off. So it's a very difficult item to get through. We at Pacific Power have done on some version or variation of on-bill financing for near on a couple of decades, but it's nice to be back in that game, and we know that it's a very useful and valuable tool. We're a complex organization, a multi-state organization. We have a version of on-bill financing in our other states, and we can tell you that it's a very effective tool and a very good way to effectuate what is very important, which is energy efficiency. Just in the last 3 years, we've invested over $2 billion in renewable energy projects, Pacific Power and through Pacific Core. But we also know that the best and most efficient and most cost-effective and environmentally friendly generation that we can produce is actually energy efficiency, reducing the usage. So for us, this is a great opportunity. We think it's very good for our customers as well. Of course, we're just a small slice of Portland, and our partner, Portland General Electric, is the primary electricity provider, and we also, of course, partner with Northwest Natural. I also want to mention the good work that's been done by all of the folks here, Energy Trust of Oregon, Shore Bank, certainly the city itself, and we're very much looking forward to what this is going to mean in terms of jobs and economic activity throughout the summer, hopefully, and going beyond. For us, one other thing I just would mention, I think the timing is obviously fantastic for a variety of reasons. We have a sort of a vast service territory, and a couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to do a three-day roadshow for our customers in Grants Pass, Klamath Falls, and in Bend. And so over those 3 days, we had over 250 Pacific Power customers show up for breakfast, and then energy efficient. This was a collaborative effort that we had with the Energy Trust. And I'm talking with my colleagues who have been at the utility much longer than I have, it's a chore to actually get 25 or 30 people to show up at a utility-sponsored conference. We're not We're not the iPhone. We're not new and sexy. We tend to, you know, just have sort of true believers.
Is that your bumper sticker? We're not the iPhone.
We're not the iPhone.
Pacific Power. We're not the
iPhone. Right, right. But there's a lot of interest and there's a lot of need, and it's the right time. Given the state of the economy, given, as Margaret mentioned, what's going on as far as public policy and emissions, this is a great opportunity for everybody. And so, again, we just thank you. Thank our partners. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Carrie Greer with our utility, who's done a lot of good work in collaboration with your office, and we appreciate the opportunity. So thank you.
And we appreciate your partnership as well. Thank you. Bill.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here as well. Bill Nicholson, Vice President of Customers and Economic Development for Portland General Electric. And I, too, want to just thank the city for its leadership on this program. As you think about, in theory, this is a no-brainer. In practice, it is maybe in the too hard to figure out how to do it box. But the city's leadership here, especially I want to thank Derek Smith for his leadership and willingness to pull all the parties together on a very short timeline on something that is very complicated. I'm sure he and staff have learned more about utility tariff processes and how things have to work than they ever wanted to. But a great collaborative effort all along. And clearly energy efficiency is a key part of PGE's integrated resource plan for all of our utilities more than ever. And it's the obvious choice for least environmental impact. We don't want to be building new power plants when we don't have to. And energy efficiency is going to meet a huge part of our growing load. We're excited to learn about what this pilot is going to teach us, what parts our customers really like and what parts we can make easier for them. So that's really going to be a key part that we're looking for here, and we're excited about moving forward. Ultimately, we do have to get customers to be able to take action, and the financing piece of this is really the missing link that we haven't had before. So we're really pleased to be a partner in this. Thank you for what you've done to lead this effort, and we're excited to get to work.
Thank you as well for your partnership. Really appreciate it. So, Commissioner?
I just want to take this chance to once again publicly thank Pat and Pacific Power for their sponsorship of the opening night of the Rose Festival. Again, that's a little off topic, but certainly on topic with your community involvement. We couldn't have had the event we did on May 22nd without your help. And by all accounts, it was a fabulous, magical evening. So thank you. It was the first call and only call I had to make. So next year, if I have to make it again, I'm going to call it. You. I hope you're as great as Pat was.
Thank really you, Commissioner. It was a great night, and we appreciate your leadership in pulling that together,
thank
too.
You.
Again, thank you all very much for your partnership and for testimony today. Thank you.
Paul?
Well, can you come here a second? Next, we're going to hear from Margie Harris from the Energy Trust and John Burdez from Shorebank Enterprise Cascadia. Good afternoon. Welcome to the City Council. It's like everyone that's coming before us today for the invited testimony, this would not have happened without your contributions. So sorry to the audience watching if I have to keep repeating it, but it's true. And so thank you for that. And why don't you explain a little bit about your thoughts on the program and sort of why this is important to your organization.
Thank you, Mayor Adams, members of the City Council. I'm Margie Harris from the Energy Trust of Oregon. It's my pleasure to be here with you today. The Energy Trust is a system benefit charge organization that's a byproduct of the state of Oregon's restructuring of the electric energy industry in 1999. What we have is a source of dedicated, stable funding for energy efficiency and renewable energy investments. And all of our investments are to benefit the customers of PGE and Pacific Power. Through subsequent arrangements, we are also able to serve both customers of Cascade Natural Gas and Northwest Natural. All told, we serve about 1.5 million customers in the state of Oregon, and the largest number of them reside right here in the city of Portland. So our purpose is to find creative ways to continually make those investments on a cost-effective basis to serve those customers. You've heard about some of the barriers, and this program and all of its creative juices are intended to alleviate those barriers and instead attract a simple process and provide a good, complete, comprehensive service to people who participate. What we are looking for is the removal of the need for upfront capital and replacing that with a clean, easy mechanism to fund improvements at a deeper level, more customers doing more things to save energy sooner. Carbon-free energy, the only carbon-free source of energy, is energy efficiency. So we are about making more of that happen in a city and a state that has a already long-standing tradition of doing this well. I am really excited about the components around the energy advocate. And the energy advocate is a role where we're, like a general contractor, going to pull together the steps in making a project easier for implementation. So from a customer perspective, there will be someone who assists the customer in their decision making and assists the project in being installed and delivering benefits back sooner and more readily. I think also there's a component here around living wage jobs for contractors who are engaged in this process, and that is a fair and right approach to developing an industry with an infrastructure that is capable of continuing to do this good work. I'm very pleased to be a part of this collective group that you are hearing from today. Energy Trust has a mission that's all around these topics, and we're just very pleased, again, to be a player in this whole very cooperative and very collaborative approach. I wish to acknowledge the city for your leadership, the county for its leadership, and also the state for its leadership as we collectively approach this creative endeavor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your partnership. SureBank, acting as our financial institution here, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm John Burtis, President and CEO of SureBank Enterprise Cascadia. We are a nonprofit, non-bank source of capital for projects and undertakings that regulated financial institutions cannot engage in. We were formed about 15 years ago by SureBank Corporation and EcoTrust to work at the intersection of local economy, economic opportunity, and the environment, and we've spent 15 years doing that. We work regionally from offices here in Seattle, as well as Astoria, Coos Bay, Shelton, Ilwaukee, Washington, and Port Angeles, Washington. We manage $70 million as a pool of capital from foundations like Meyer Trust, who was actually our first formative grant maker 15 years ago, but as well as Ford, MacArthur, Gates, Allen, as well as loans from most of the financial institutions working in the region. And we put those dollars out as high-impact financings. We are relatively new to Portland. Many of you may be familiar with our partner organization, SureBank Pacific, which is based here in Portland, with whom we share many initiatives and an office as well. One-third of our board of directors comes from Portland. Everyone has said that the pace of this work has been matched to the urgency of the challenge. It has been breathtakingly fast, sometimes breathless. I think we have been able to be a good partner to date because we offer a product, a financing product that we deliver today in a similar but differentiated context. And I want to tell you quickly about that because it'll tell you a lot about us and about how we think we can deliver value to this important effort. With support from the Gates Foundation in the state of Washington, we have a $7 million initiative in the Hood Canal watershed of Western Washington, in which we finance on-site waste treatment systems, septic systems, for those of you that are familiar with rural living, to prevent continued degradation of water quality in Hood Canal. This is a financial product that can be delivered quickly, remotely, and without regard to typical standards of credit quality, such as income, net worth, or collateral. We're able to balance water quality with credit quality in that product and equally prioritize the ecological impacts of a financing with the credit impacts of the financing. So we're able to take that product and substitute carbon and GHG for water quality, and we hope add water quality back in down the road. It is an existing product that we will be delivering in partnership with our partners. It is the thing we do well, and that is, I think, the ingredient of a good partnership, which with each partner bringing their own core expertise and specialization to that, and that is what, in fact, is happening here. This is a sliding rate loan product delivered through online technology as a one-stop shop specifically designed to go deeper, easier into a structure than would otherwise happen. And we'll be able to approve borrowers that wouldn't otherwise be approved because we're anticipating that kind of risk. It's built into the system, balancing carbon with credit quality. We have an explicit expectation of behaving in ways that move the market to value efficiency. Just as we think our job will be done at Hood Canal, when the market pays attention to water quality and the quality of on-site waste treatment, we think our job will move ahead here and be done when the market begins to value efficiency and carbon in real estate transactions, and that's the way we work. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your work on this. The next three are John Gardner from WSI and Cause, Jeremy Hayes, Green for All, and Tom Kelly from Neil Kelly. Welcome to the City Council. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
John, do you want to go first?
Okay. Thanks again for having us today. My name is John Gardner. I'm staff to Community Investment Manager for Work Systems, Inc., which is staff to the Regional Workforce Investment Board. I currently oversee COS, which stands for Construction, Apprenticeship, and Workforce Solution. COS is a local nonprofit membership organization tasked with the systematic development of a system that can increase the participation of women and people of color within the construction trades. Faced with an aging workforce, construction industry leaders hope to build an employee base that is much more representative of the community at large, while at the same time training new workers for future construction jobs. COS members come from all parts of the industry, owners, developers, contractors, unions, and community organizations, all dedicated to diversifying the trades. Months ago, the City of Portland's Office of Sustainability asked COS and Work Systems, Inc. to begin convening a series of workforce dialogues to bring together members of organized labor, construction industry, employers, and community-based organizations to have a conversation about the workforce elements that would be necessary if the city went forward on large-scale energy efficiency projects. These conversations and others like it are crucial as we look at developing a community benefit agreement or other such tool to carry forward the will and ideas of the construction industry for these projects. COS and Work Systems, Inc., through its management of the region's public workforce investment system, look forward to investing in the training and preparation of interested job seekers as this project goes to scale in the hopes of thousands of new green jobs are realized. Clean Energy Works Portland represents a variety of opportunities for city residents from all readiness levels and communities to participate in the region's emerging green economy. It is the hope that Clean Energy Works Portland and efforts like it will offer both a bridge into construction and living wage jobs to communities historically underrepresented in the trades and in the industry, as well as a pathway back for many skilled, dislocated workers back into the workforce. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your work. Really appreciate it. Mr. Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Hayes. I'm a national field director for a nonprofit called Green for All. And our organization works across the country to help build what we call a green economy that's strong enough to lift people out of poverty. And in my position as national field director, I've been able to work with people in many corners of the country, in many cities, that are trying to crack this nut that you all have just cracked, that are trying to figure out how we can do something about carbon emissions and pollution while we also create more jobs and more opportunities for people that have been left out of other types of economic development. So I wanted to be brief, but I wanted to come and say congratulations and you really truly are leading the nation in the development of this pilot project, not only in the on-bill financing and the payback mechanisms and the extraordinary collaboration, which are fabulous, but I think really, really importantly, in the way that you've involved community and labor organizations and the way that you've begun to develop a community benefit agreement, which will ensure living wages, workforce diversity, and opportunities for people who sometimes have a hard time breaking into construction trades, training, business development opportunities, all these things I've heard in the discussion of this pilot project. And these are the things that I think are going to really stand out and show that Portland is a leader of true 21st century sustainability, sustainability efforts that bring together protection of the environment with the development of the local economy and providing equitable opportunities for all people to take part in that prosperity. So I want to say congratulations. Thank you for this work. And I want to offer Green for All as a partner. If you need us in any way, if we can help, we're certainly going to be sharing this example with our friends around the country. Derek was nice enough actually to come down to Oakland May 22nd and talk to a group of leaders that we pulled together that were trying to get this done. And even though he shared lots of great ideas about this project, you all still got out of the gate first. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jeremy, very much. Thanks for all the moral support and for helping to get the word out about Portland's constant effort at innovation in the green economy. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, I'm really happy to be here today representing my company, Neil Kelly Company, and we're one of the contractor partners in this project. I'm going to talk a little bit about history, take you back 30 years. Back in the 70s, you'll recall there was a lot of attention paid to energy, and in fact, the federal government, as well as we here in Oregon, had a lot of programs for weatherization, and we had a burgeoning industry in those days. We had at Neil Kelly Company a division we called Neil Kelly Weatherization, which we had 7 trucks and 30 employees rolling around Portland, putting in storm windows, blowing in insulation, putting up solar hot water systems. When the Reagan administration came in, basically what happened is all of those incentives that were in place and the partnerships that were in place, the utilities were a big part. The same utilities we have here today were a big part of those programs, and basically that whole industry disappeared over a few years because those incentives went away. So I've been waiting 30 years for this day. I do think it's really historically very, very important, and I look forward to the impact it can have. When in those days, we didn't know what sustainability meant, and I think maybe the difference this time is that we have a lot better understanding about global warming. I don't even know that we even began to intellectualize that in those days. And that the point I really want to make that I think is important, this is really an incredible change for this city. What we need to do is stick with it. What happened back in the 70s is it was a flash in the pan. We got a few houses insulated, and I think that was important. We got up some solar hot water systems, and we saved some energy. But we should have finished the job then. We need to finish the job this time completely in the city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kelly. Appreciate it. The next 3 and final invited panel, save the best for last, Maurice Reming from the National Association of Minority Contractors, Connie Ashbrook from Oregon Tradeswoman, and Ben Nelson from Laborers International. Welcome to City Council. Glad you're here. Maurice, do you want to go first?
I can go first. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. My name is Maurice Raming. I'm president of NAMAC, and we're a national organization and also a local organization. We represent about 50 contractors here locally that do work in the city of Portland. We live in the city of Portland, and so we like the fact that Derek would like to thank his staff that they got us involved early in on this. We feel like we employ the people that are locally here. And so we're excited about this project. I know a lot of our members are. I mean, we feel like we can do these projects for you, and we're just happy to be here.
Thank you for your partnership on this. Ms. Ashbrook.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm Connie Ashbrook, Executive Director of Oregon Tradeswoman Incorporated, and I'm here in support of this resolution. I want to thank the mayor and the commissioners for their thoughtful and innovative approach to both saving the planet and supporting equity in our community at the same time. Thank you. Our pre-apprenticeship program will train about 90 women this year to prepare them for careers in the building, construction, mechanical, and utility trades. In fact, I've had two of our graduates go to work for Neil Kelly, and I think Maurice has one of them working for him. And including, they'll be trained for including energy efficiency and weatherization careers. So we look forward to them having jobs in this sector, and we want to thank you for this. I also want to take a moment to thank the mayor and council for the resolution you passed on June 3rd to establish employment standards on programs funded by the stimulus. I see that as a comprehensive part of this whole package, and for your support of the Economic Opportunity Program, formerly at BHCD and now at the Portland Development Commission, which has been key for us to be able to deliver that training to City of Portland women. Both of these are indicative of your leadership in ensuring that all of the City of Portland's residents benefit from public policy initiatives and the prosperity that comes from the Green Revolution. We look forward to working with the city, county, labor, business, and community to take this vision to fruition. There's a lot of work to do to make it practical and on the ground. That's our expertise, and we look forward to helping you do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Connie, very much. Ben.
Mr. Mayor, commissioners, really appreciate the opportunity to be here. For the record, my name is Ben Nelson, and I work for the Laborers Union, Laborers International Union. I'm really excited to be here this morning and speaking in support of the Clean Energy Works program. I want to thank you all for your leadership, and certainly Derek Smith and the Office of Sustainability for the hard work that they've put in on this, and we appreciate the opportunity to be one of the partners in this project as it moves forward. A lot of the work that I do as an organizer is sort of butting heads with folks, employers and contractors sometimes, and it's not the most positive work in the world, but I'm really, really excited to be involved in working in this program because it's really a new industry. And it's going to be creating a lot of jobs, and that's very exciting to be working on something so positive that's not only going to have a positive environmental impact for our community, but really create good jobs out there and real career paths. We're supporting the growth of this industry, our organization is, throughout the country. And as it grows throughout the country, and certainly as it starts to grow here in Portland, there's going to be the opportunity to create hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs. With that in mind, we have developed in the process of kind of rolling out a comprehensive training program for this industry. And we've got some copies of that are beginning to circulate. And we're looking forward to helping to train folks. We're also looking forward to partnering with folks in the community in terms of recruiting. With community organizations that we've had long-standing relationships with and community organizations, pre-apprenticeship programs that we're building stronger relationships with, we look forward to participating in the recruiting piece as well. We view this as a real pathway out of poverty, a real career pipeline. Special thanks for the community benefits piece of this that is going to involve so many folks and really turn these into good jobs for the community. And appreciate the opportunity to speak here today.
Thank you for your partnership. Thank you all for your great partnership on this. Thanks to the council for their patience on the numerous panels. How many people do we have signed up?
I think we have two more left.
Okay.
Jeff from the Citizens Utility Board and Rob Bennett.
Oh, great. Jeff, hi, Rob. Welcome. Glad you're here. Jeff, you get to go first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council. For the record, my name is Jeff Bissonnette with the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon, representing residential ratepayers. We're a statewide organization with about 5,000 members around the state. And we were more observers than participants in the development of the Clean Energy Works Portland. We mainly worked on House Bill 2626 down in the legislature that you heard Representative Bailey talk about. And I just wanted to acknowledge a couple of things introductory and then make three main points. The one introductory comment I wanted to make is that the work on House Bill 2626 was made much easier because of the work you had already done and the portion of the field you'd already plowed. As we were starting to ask questions and figuring out how to put the bill together, your folks here in the collaborative group that you've just heard from had already asked and fortunately answered many of those questions. And so that gave a lot of guidance and leadership in putting that statewide bill together. And so I just wanted to, again, acknowledge that leadership that the city has taken. The 3 points I wanted to make quickly was to put a finer point on the piece that I believe Bill Nicholson said in terms of energy efficiency as a resource. And that's good to hear coming from a utility, because that has not traditionally been the position of the utility, that it is energy efficiency is indeed a resource the way any other power plant is. And we like to say at CUB that the cheapest kilowatt hour is the one that you don't have to produce in the first place. And so that definitely helps consumers. Secondly, it's good to know that we are building on a structure that we already have that's working very well. And so we're leveraging resources that we already have in place and amplifying those resources. And in a time when we're trying to do more with less, that's a very good thing, that we're not tossing out existing structures and trying to always create something new. And thirdly, I want to end by thanking you for not having the box of too hard to do, because we have issues that we're facing in terms of climate change, in terms of consumer protection, in terms of new energy generation that are all coming together, that I appreciated Mr. Kelly's historical lesson, because we did start to learn some lessons back in the 70s, and we sort of stopped that education process, and we can't afford to do that anymore. So thank you for removing that inbox from your desks, and we look forward to continuing to be a partner both with Clean Energy Works Portland and helping to move this idea to the statewide level. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony.
Hi, Rob Bennett, the Executive Director of the Portland Plus Oregon Sustainability Institute. I echo everyone's comments here today. My enthusiasm for this program is significant, and having prior to my work with POSI, was in the seat that Derek was in, trying to develop residential energy efficiency programs, comprehensive service models for the Clinton Foundation. And I got a taste of how difficult it is working in the cities of Chicago, Houston, and L.A. And the good news here is that Portland, taking a good idea and moving it much more aggressively and much more comprehensively than other cities have done. So, indeed, the eyes of the nation are on us, and the model that is before you today is a significant achievement on bringing those partners to the table and doing it in an expedited fashion. So I'm as an advisor to the program and a cheerleader, I'm really glad to see how quickly it's moving. The notion of game changer and scale, that's really at the heart of what POSI has been created to do, is to look at strategies and help promote strategies that are scalable. And 500 homes does not a clean economy make, but it's a first step, and trying to figure out how to unleash private capital. And cities really do have a significant role in energy security. I think what you're seeing here is the city's most ambitious activities to date, as Jeff mentioned, first partnership out of the gate, in which cities are taking an active role in energy efficiency and helping deal with energy security in the long run. So, you know, the city's role in this is significant. It's one of the few cities in the country that are taking such an active role. And then finally, I just wanted to mention that I think this is only the beginning, and I would challenge the city council and the city generally to think about how to move more aggressively, more quickly, to unleash, in this case, the private market and capital to start to look at other mechanics like an environmental performance certificate and other things that that can be embedded into this program over time, so that the consumer side of this and the consumer awareness of these programs is enhanced. And there's a lot of good work happening overseas. There's good work happening nationally around environmental performance certificates that I think would really enhance this program. Clearly, the commercial and industrial sectors need to be addressed. Also, obviously, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for the same kind of partnerships there. And generally, to encourage you to move on the green building policy, because it really works hand in hand with this effort. So, kudos to the work that's been done to date, and looking forward to the next generation to come.
Thank you very much. Is there any additional council discussion before we vote on the resolution? Carla, would you please call the vote?
Councilman.
Well, one theme I heard throughout the presentation was how this happened quickly, beyond people's expectations, and I credit a lot of that to Mayor Sam Adams, because anybody who's worked with the mayor knows that he's very good at pushing things along and getting things done quickly. So I know he had some role to do with that. But it sounds like things came together, and I want to also thank the state, Jules Bailey, and the state legislature for passing HB 2626, Commissioner Kogan for his leadership on this. This really is an exciting opportunity. It is, I think, a challenge in situations about energy efficiency and probably renewable energy technologies in the residential sector. Is it's really hard to overcome two things, really, and that's one is ignorance and the second is inertia. And I count myself in both those categories in my experiences in doing both. I was tremendously impressed when Neil Kelly was out at my home a few months ago doing a home energy audit, and odd at how little insulation I had, and
Odd or odd? Well, both.
I thought I'd had a better performing house than I did, and until that infrared camera got out and showed me all these spots where cold air is coming into my house. Thanks, Neil Kelly, I've taken care of that. But it really is, it's hard to sort of get your hands around these issues. And once you overcome the ignorance and the inertia, then overcoming the ability to pay is the third obstacle. And I think we're going to be working on all three of those fronts. And hopefully, this 500 home pilot will be an outstanding success. We will have people take advantage of it, and we will be able to help them pay for these investments that will pay themselves back, but over a longer period of time. So, great work, and look forward to success. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, and I don't know how anybody could not like this. It's brought together the state, the county, labor, private sector. It's a politician's dream to be able to support something like this. You have no opportunity to offend anybody. So I really appreciate the excellent work and
try.
The forward.
Did you hear that?
No, I did. Thanks, Dan, but no thanks. Okay. This is really a wonderful program. I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Well, this is tremendous, and thanks to all of our public, private, and nonprofit partners for working on this. It's especially wonderful because it has 2.5 million of the 5.6 million from the Federal Energy Efficient Block Grant Program, and so it's going to be something which will perpetuate. It's a true stimulus project, and it creates new funds which will keep this going, hopefully. So it's exciting, too, that it's for retrofitting, and it's for people who are living here right now and helping them to pay their energy bills and to reduce those energy bills. So thank you all, and congratulations and kudos to Mayor Adams for bringing all this together in record time. Thank you to staff, Susan Anderson and her team. Excellent work. Aye.
Fish.
Let me start by saying, Jules, thanks for joining us. You're a breath of fresh air in the legislature, and you did a great job helping Portland in this session, so thank you on that. And to our partner, Jeff Kogan at the county, Jeff, as always, thank you. To Tom Kelly, since everyone seems to have a Tom Kelly story, I do a lot of canvassing, or have done a lot of canvassing, in the 972 fill in the blanks, and I've done it often with your sister, Susan, and I find there's three kinds of people who answer the door: friends of Susan, friends of Jim or Tom, or people who've had their kitchen remodeled by Neil Kelly. So for anyone who wants to canvass in the 972s, I recommend a member of the Kelly clan. This is, and also Pat Egan, I want to thank you for the fire. Randy mentioned the fireworks. I wasn't able to get to the 4th of July fireworks this year, but I told my family that I thought I probably saw a better fireworks display courtesy of what you did when we opened the calls, so thank you for that. It's very exciting to see us moving forward with this important pilot project, and like all true sustainable solutions, this project has multiple benefits. Portlanders save on energy costs, we create new green jobs, and we reduce our carbon emissions. I'd like to thank all the people who put their heads together creatively to come up with this new program, and particularly our mayor. As housing commissioner, I'd like to thank John Warner and Matt Collier for their work on the development of the innovative financing solutions. I'd also like to thank the hardworking staff at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, including Derek Smith and Michael Armstrong and Susan Anderson. for incorporating the ideas of all the experts and partners into a terrific program. By providing low-interest, long-term financing for quick and easy investment, we are making Portland homes more affordable to live in. And this pilot alone will have a positive impact in Portland, and hopefully it will just be the beginning of a larger movement to do retrofitting of homes across the city and state. The more energy cost savings we can provide for Portland homeowners, the more affordable our housing stock will be in the long run. I'm encouraged by the continued strategic and creative thinking around how we can best leverage funding available for energy efficiency upgrades, and I want to congratulate all those here today and working behind the scenes who have worked diligently to get this pilot program off the ground. Aye.
Adams.
Well, as a first-in-the-nation effort and with such high expectations to deliver on so many different dimensions, this is going to be difficult. But it's the best kind of challenge we could possibly take on. And everyone that you've heard from today and many more are determined not to give up until we get it right. And that's a difference, I hope, from what happened in the sort of the last energy shock. And our response to it. I want to underscore thanks to Derek Smith, Lisa Libby, Kimberly Schneider, the whole Susan and the whole planning and sustainability team for their work on this. I also want to underscore thanks to the utilities for, unlike most other utilities in the United States, have stepped up to become a partner with this and have shown the courage on this that, you know, is remarkable, and it should be underscored and noted. I want to thank the fiscal partners and labor for your partnership, and finally the county for being arm in arm our partner in this. Jeff, really appreciate all the great work we've done together on this, your contributions to it specifically. So thrilled to be part of this, and this is the end of the beginning, and now the beginning begins. Aye. Thank you all very much. We're going to take a 5-minute because we got a different group of.
Take care of 984.
Oh, we'll do that quickly too. If you want to read the title.
984, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to partner on the Clean Energy Works Portland program.
Anyone wish to testify on this matter? Any council discussion on this matter? Carla, can you please call the roll?
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. We're going to take a 5-minute break to change out the audience. Good work, everybody. Good work. I hope so.
Did you find it?
Yeah, so it's, I'm loading everything up, but that's yours.
Yeah.
And you're first.
Okay.
And then there's the video, and then there's Aaron. So I'll sit right there.
And then the city council could actually see there.
Yeah,
on the,
so